Time for another live report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're just down the street at Trice Hughes, a great dealership here for many years, and a lot of history here with Trice Hughes, and Trent's with us, and good to be back with you guys. After a little faux pas, I went down the road. We're going to West Kentucky ATVs tomorrow. I scared them to death down there.
Glad to have them in town for a new business. That's a great.
That's right. Yeah, they walked in. They're like, "Are you supposed to be here today?" I'm like, "Well, I think so." So we're here with Trice Hughes today. We're going to have a good time talking with you guys. So talk a little bit about Trice Hughes. A lot of history here in this dealership for folks who may or may not have ever been through the doors, but a lot of history and tradition here with this dealership.
Yeah, Alan, this year we're celebrating 70 years of being in business. You know, I'm getting on up there in age, 65. It's been here as long as I can remember. And 40 of that I've been here. So, been a long time, great company to work for, great people. We've got lots of good employees, a lot of good services. So, you know, for me, it's been my life.
Right. And good time to clear the dealership out because some of your crews, Shana, she got busy real quickly, didn't she?
Yeah, when they see that microphone coming, they bug out real quick.
You know, for folks who may not know, they may drive by a lot to see you, but they don't realize what all you guys carry. A great dealer for many years for Chevrolet, number one. It's probably your big product, but a lot of other vehicles out there, too.
Oh, yeah. We're Chevrolet. We got, you know, the three major truck brands, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC. Uh-huh. And
the only truck brands, right?
Well, and you know what? Luckily, we have all three because our farmers come in town to us. We got one-stop shopping.
Right.
So we can sell them any which ones they want. So,
and truck market's still a good market out there?
It's the strongest market we have. Being in, you know, the farming business, like in our area, it's strong. And, you know, we try to support them as much as we can. We try to keep a good stock. Sometimes we get low, but that's just part of the car business.
What are folks looking for truck-wise these days?
Well, it just varies. You know, most of our farmers want heavy-duty stuff for pulling, you know, and just power. They got to have it just pulling their equipment and hauling. But now a regular individual, all he needs is a half ton or maybe a small truck. So we have all of them.
Good selection of SUVs out there a lot, too.
Oh, that's the big segment anymore. Cars are just about a thing of the past anymore. So small SUVs, mid-sized SUVs, that's the number one thing that's selling everywhere anymore.
So. Yeah, you look around. You don't see many cars on lots anymore.
No, I mean, we probably used to probably stock 30 to 50. Now we stock 10 to 15. Yeah, it's just a thing of the past anymore. So
the SUVs are so versatile because you've got you want a larger size, you can get that mid-size to even a little smaller SUVs out there.
Well, the SUV market is kind of unique in its own. They're easier to get in. They're easier to get out of for elderly people. They're easy to see with. There's no blind spots in them. And so, you know, even for a young person coming out, they're safer to drive. So, you know, it's a good choice with especially the small, the compact, the midsize, the large. So there's one for anybody that needs one.
And plenty of power in those SUVs, too, no matter what size you get.
True, exactly, 100%.
You know, you talk about the trucks, of course, the bigger trucks, the heavy-duty trucks for farmers, they're coming out with some pretty powerful engines in them these days.
Oh, it's just the horsepower keeps going up, the torque keeps going up. So, you know, you see gigantic tractors running up and down the road, but before that tractor, you got a good truck blocking the way for them.
That's right, making the way for them, sure. And one thing that Trice Hughes is known for is your service department, great service department that stands behind everything you sell, and that's vitally important, Trent.
Yep. Our service department usually stays booked 3 weeks out.
Really? Wow.
And technicians are really tough to find now. And so, yes, we got a good service department, good technicians. We keep them trained well, and you have to this day and time.
Right. And I'm sure if folks are interested in a technician position, it may be something they could look into.
I hope they do. We could use them for sure.
I figure so because, you know, obviously technicians are hard to find, good ones who know what they're doing.
Well, this day, a technician has got to be probably more advanced than a college education with all the electronics. And then it's just so complex anymore.
Sure. And you got a great staff here to work with everybody. Of course, you got Shana here who got busy and headed out. But you do have a great staff here who works with you every day.
Yeah, Shana was going to talk, and then all of a sudden she seen you come in, and bam, out the door she went.
Plans change.
That's right.
We're at Trice Hughes really talking about vehicles and their support of FFA. I know you guys do a lot of things in this community, and a long-standing dealership like this. Great supporters of the FFA here, too.
Oh, exactly. Rams had programs, Chevrolet's had programs with FFA, and they continue to do. Sometimes the manufacturer's not easy to work with on them because you have to qualify. So that's something we'll check out this year as far as the schools, who's interested, who's not, and then we can reach out to our manufacturers and see if there's a program for them this year.
I think it's nice that you guys are able to work that for folks if it's available and make it happen for them here.
Well, we hope we can.
That's what it's all about. We're at Trice Hughes celebrating National FFA Week on WPKY 103.3 and 1580 AM.